President Biden blames former staffers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, for the classified documents from his time as vice president and senator found unsecured at his Delaware home. While first telling PBS he couldn't speak about details in the documents case, the president went on to say that when staff members cleared out his former offices, they didn't do the kind of job they should have done to go thoroughly through every single piece of literature. The president also told PBS the public is not going to pay attention to congressional hearings about his son Hunter's business dealings. The House Oversight Committee Wednesday began its hearings into Twitter's role in suppressing information about Hunter's abandoned laptop prior to the 2020 election.
The hearing focused on a 2020 story from the New York Post blocked by Twitter, which Yoel Roth, former global head of trust and safety, says was a mistake, but was done out of concern for security.
Twitter noticed activity related to the laptop that, at first glance, bore a lot of similarities to the 2016 Russian hack and leak operation targeting the DNC.
A former lawyer for Twitter says he's not aware of any unlawful collusion with any government agency or campaign.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, are being allowed to go back home again 5 days after a train hauling dangerous chemicals to a nearby oil refinery derailed. East Palestine's Mayor Trent Conaway says air and water samples so far have come back normal, but they will keep testing. Convicted triple murderer John Ballantyne has been executed in Texas for killing three teenagers 25 years ago. Last week, a court had postponed his execution because his lawyer hadn't been given proper notice, but Wednesday morning, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals reversed that decision. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear his last-minute appeal. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow lost 207 points, NASDAQ down 203, the S&P 500 closed 46 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports initial satellite assessments say the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria opened a gash in the earth about 185 miles long. The number of dead from the quakes continues to grow, now exceeding 15,000 people.
Nearly 500,000 people now left homeless in the region. There are more problems. Turkish President Erdogan facing criticism as he made his first visit to the disaster zone. His promise to rebuild all destroyed housing within a year rang bitterly hollow to many as they deal with scenes of desolation. In Gaziantep, Turkey, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Parts of Louisiana and Mississippi are under a tornado watch. Twister touchdown earlier in Louisiana's Tehanjapo Parish, damaging several homes, but so far no reports of injuries. National Transportation Safety Board investigators have apparently solved the mystery of why no one was fined behind the wheel of a Tesla that crashed in a Houston suburb two years ago, killing two men. The agency says in a report released on Wednesday, the crash that the 59-year-old Tesla driver apparently moved to the back seat shortly after slamming the car's front airbag in the crash. A push to green energy may leave the U.S. even more dependent on China.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says residential solar installations rose 34% from 2020 to 2021, thanks in part to billions in federal and local subsidies. The Biden administration is pushing more of this as a way to cut carbon emissions. But there are significant challenges. 80% of the solar supply chain is in China. And now to protect its manufacturing, Beijing is considering banning exports of key solar technology after undercutting U.S. products more than a decade ago. The U.S. Solar Industry Trade Association strongly encourages its companies to move their supply chains out of the region. Rich Edson, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.